Washington, why wasn't this man issued a change of greens this morning? Couldn't you see he had nothing on but a towel? And my cap, McMurphy whispers, tapping the brim with his finger. Mr. Washington? The big black boy looks at the little one who pointed him out, and the little black boy commences to fidget again. The big boy looks at him a long time with those radio tube eyes, plans to square things with him later. Then the head turns, and he looks McMurphy up and down, taking in the hard, heavy shoulders, the lopsided grin, the scar on the nose, the hand clamping the towel in place. And then he looks at the nurse. I guess, he starts out. You guess? You'll do more than guess. You'll get him a uniform this instant, Mr. Washington, and spend the next 2 weeks working on geriatrics ward. Yes. You may need a month of bedpans and slab baths to refresh your appreciation of just how little work you aides have to do on this ward. If this was one of the other wards, who do you think would be scouring the hall all day? Mr. Bromden here? No, you know who it would be. We excuse you aides from most of your housekeeping duties to enable you to see to the patients. And that means seeing that they don't parade around exposed. What do you think would have happened if one of the young nurses had come in early and found a patient running around the halls without a uniform? What do you think? The big black boy isn't too sure what, but he gets her drift and ambles off to the linen room to get McMurphy a set of greens, probably 10 sizes too small, and ambles back and holds it out to him with a look of the clearest hate I ever saw. McMurphy just looks confused, like he don't know how to take the outfit the black boy's handing to him, what with one hand holding the toothbrush and the other hand holding up his towel. He finally winks at the nurse and shrugs and unwraps the towel, drapes it over her shoulder like she was a wooden rack. I see he had his shorts on under the towel all along. I think for a fact that she'd rather he'd have been stark naked under that towel than had on those shorts. She's glaring at those big white whales leaping around on his shorts in pure wordless outrage. That's more than she can take. It's a full minute before she can pull herself together enough to turn on the least black boy. Her voice is shaking out of control, she's so mad.
Williams, I believe you were supposed to have the windows of the nurse's station polished by the time I arrived this morning.
He scuttles off like a black and white bug.
And you, Washington, and you...
Washington shuffles back to his bucket in almost a trot. She looks around again, wondering who else she can light into. She spots me, but by this time some of the other patients are out of the dorm and wondering about the little clutch of us here in the hall.